Good morning, Mackinar. Welcome back to the blood-pumping fantasy action that you crave on the League of Ultimate Questing. With me, as always, is retired League veteran, blossoming author, and my favorite shade of green, Stormclad Thunderdome.
Ah, it is a good morning, Kip. Damn, that's a good mocha. I used to be pretty on the fence about this Baba Java sponsorship, but they opened up a new spot near me, and I'll be damned if they can't boil a mean pot of beans.
In League current events, the Towerborn have changed patrons after a long and challenging legal battle regarding embezzling party funds and what the team captain Mistral calls failure to recognize talent. A group of LUQ official monitors has been recalled for malfunctioning cameras, and League legend and team specialist for the Green Flame Ascending, Gasimar Vex, has retired from the team, no doubt to live out his days on a pile of gold and fame. Word on the street is that he's to be replaced by a highly skilled assassin from Andariel.
Wait, back up. Gasimar Vex is retiring? Old Gasbag? I'd have bet Drak to Dither he'd get pulped on the battlefield before he ever turned in his bracelet. Damn!
Sounds like you know him quite well, Storm. Bad blood?
Well, we proved at the same time, and we used to compare notes, so to speak. It had a bit of a rivalry for a while. I mean, the Green Flame shot past the penance after we took a year off. And ever since then, I could have sworn he had it out for me.
Almost like a nemesis, eh?
I guess. We went toe-to-toe in a few battle royales, all in good fun. But he always made a beeline right for me. Even got me good a few times. Guy knows his way around a short sword. And I got him back when I could, but I always felt personal with him.
An interesting rivalry indeed. The Silver Penance and the Green Flame Ascending were pretty much neck and neck for a few seasons early on in the league. I never knew there was such a personal connection there.
He didn't even need the gold in the first place. His family crest may as well be printed on all the damn Mirian Dosh. It's funny how the rich manage to get richer. Yeah, but it's all blood under the bridge now.
Well, a strange turn of phrase, but apt in setting the scene as we check in on some teams as they're ready to battle to gain ranks, collect treasure, and learn to work together. Let's tune in on the field now as the Mortal Dawn turn in their recent quest in the Lumber Stronghold of Tomodain. I sense tension is afoot, so stay tuned.
Mortal Dawn had lost their teammate Hierophax, mysteriously, but that didn't mean that the quest stopped coming. Hiring on a temporary agent in the form of Nim Roundtree, a rogue paladin, they ventured into the Feywild to liberate Fort Terminus from an evil invasion. Discovering that a group of drow had taken over, assassinated many of the guards there, and were filling the air with deadly cold iron shards, they learned of a nasty plot that the drow were accumulating magic items and sending them back home. They succeeded in their mission, and flying back to Fort Tomodain on the back of a giant raven, the shape-shifted form of the Corvair Sword, the Feylord who looked over the Gulag of Blades. They landed in the courtyard, with cheers from the local guards, the neighboring Fey, and of course Maven, who had come out onto the field. While they were there, Artyom had been given a weapon by the dying Goss Muriel, a spirit of the Shadowfell, who warned him that something dark and terrible was coming, something that she could not foresee despite the divinations she had enacted. But she told him that the weapon would let him know when the time was right. And when Maven came into view, barbs began to dig into his hip where the weapon hung at his belt. And there you are.
It's so good to see you all. You did a fantastic job on that. Nim, thank you so much for all of your help. Tell me, what happened? Artyom, are you all right?
We have some things we should speak with you about, but maybe now is not the time.
That's fair. I'm, of course, ready to speak with you if anything's wrong, but I have some rather pressing and important news that we must deal with presently. The League found Hierophax.
Where? What?
They are currently waiting their trial.
Do we have another quest?
I have some ready for you, yes.
Okay.
It's your choice if you wish to take them, though. You're entitled to some downtime. That had to have been quite trying.
We have more than one option.
Wait. Trial? What?
It doesn't matter. What are you talking about? I mean, this is the first time we've had more than one quest.
That's right. Well, you've all been doing so much long-term, dangerous quests, I thought this time I would try to get a collection of smaller, simpler quests, and you could choose which ones you want to do. They're all fairly good income and good reputation, but I thought this would be a nice way for you to be able to diversify your training and have more choice in what you're doing, and less long-term. They're currently waiting to try Hierophax to see if they can stay on the League, or how it affects their membership on your team.
Do we have another person lined up? I understand that Nimber will not be staying with us for much longer.
Nim currently does have to leave. I don't have anyone at the ready, but I can have someone within a few days, maybe a 10-day.
It's worth considering.
Or we can aid Hierophax in some way, can't we?
Well, regardless of what the future holds, the League does request that the team that they are on is present for the trial. Arvid?
Yeah, I was just going to ask about where Hierophax is right now.
Well, you know that space that's somewhat inside of Reginald, accessible therein?
Yes.
That's partially where they are, held in kind of a stasis, waiting for the trial to begin.
Interesting.
Can we see them?
Whenever you're ready, they have the trial ready to go. We will be presented in front of a tri-drone monitor and be asked some questions, and then they will figure out what the punitive repercussions are.
They can wait. I think it's best we probably take a rest, get ourselves comfortable.
Are you sure you're feeling okay, Artyom?
I'm feeling fine, Maven.
Is this to do with that?
Maybe.
I prefer we not talk about this here. I give Arvid and Chris a significant look.
Not on that, but there is a war coming. Is there something we can do?
I put my hand, like, before he says that, mm-hmm. I put my hand on their shoulder, and I put my hand on my wand.
Well, if you wish to have some downtime, you can, but I can't give you any quests until we finish this trial. This is my priority as your team patron, and it can be extended for a few days or whatnot, because they're held in a very comfortable stasis. But...
Yes, well, we are living beings with our own concerns, and your priorities are not mine.
I'm giving you the options of what you have available to you. You're welcome to take some downtime. As I said, you've earned it.
That might be for the best. At least a day or two.
Of course.
If possible, I would like to be left alone by Reginald.
Certainly.
Good. May I speak with you?
Yes, of course.
What is it?
I'm just going to go speak with some league officials and try to extend our window a little bit. Too much time might affect the outcome of the trial, but we should be good. As long as it's not like a week or something. Please rest up.
Well, we will make that decision when the time comes.
Reginald, would you come with me?
But of course.
We are currently in the...
You're kind of like in the center of Fort Tomodale. There's buildings and businesses all around. You're kind of in the thoroughfare.
I'll find a nice isolated space for us.
Sure. Yeah, there's lots of little alleys and nooks.
I do not wish to alarm you, but I think that it is possible that Maven might be a part of the thing that Gosmuriel spoke of.
What? How? What?
She said that I would know, and I felt something. It is unmistakable.
Is there a chance maybe he's a pawn? Something?
It is possible, but I would prefer to keep a healthy distance from him.
Sure.
Is this weird spider creature's alliances more important than ours with Maven? Do you think that...
Look, this is why I'm telling you. I do not want to make this decision without your permission. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't trust either of them. Some random, as you say, spider creature hands me a ridiculous wand and tells me that eventually big evil will come, and then men who I've never trusted in the first place comes up to me and I feel this evil thing. No, this is not my position to make these calls for you.
He has such genuine hugs, it's hard to imagine he's...
This is terrible measure of judgment. Terrible. Absolutely awful. Trained bears probably hug very well. But the point I'm trying to get here is I have made an alliance. I have made my own bed, and I must lie in it. If this turns out badly, there is a possibility that if you do not help me, that you might be considered a part of whatever is happening. I'm not saying that I will attack you, but I am saying that if it turns out that you are lying yourself with something evil, I might not have much choice.
Well, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It might not be good to push him away so soon. But we all saw what was going on down there. There's a war coming. There has to be, right? We should let the League know, right?
If we can maybe wait, at least until we know more about Maven, that would be good. But here's the problem. Reginald saw this. Mm. Reginald will give this information to the League whether we want him to or not.
True.
That robot has no alliance with us. And if I am honest, I do not think Maven does either. I think their own purposes are being served, and as long as that is the case, we are technically expendable. Mm-hmm. I do think we should take the opportunity to rest.
I wholeheartedly agree.
I do too. I would like to say that if we're going up against something, we should definitely make sure to get Haru out of there as well.
I don't understand.
Think of it this way. Well, we need a dedicated fourth member, and it would be quick to get them on our side.
Haratax cannot be trusted. They left us for their own purposes, just like I might have to.
We don't know that. We don't know what happened.
It's safe to assume?
Maybe.
At this point, I cannot trust anybody. Except maybe you, under certain circumstances. And honestly, I would say it is maybe not the best you trust me either, as I've already said my allegiances are questionable.
How about we go to the trial and at least gather some evidence?
If we must, but you must understand that as far as I'm concerned, having a fourth person on the team, they need to be somebody we can trust. If they disappear after a major quest and then they'll not help us with the next one, I do not know I can trust them.
I completely understand.
Well, in that case, they're on trial with us as well.
I suppose so.
So do you wish to take the evening to recuperate? They have a room ready for you, or multiples if you so desire?
Much very good rest, and I will make sure to prepare Zone of Truth.
They will bring to you some venison stew and some house ale, or whatever you request, off the menu should you want to go off the night special.
Can I get this as an open face with a sauerkraut, please?
Does this have onions? yes, it's stew. And you have no disturbances that night, save for that evening, Artyom, before you turn in for the full evening after you've been resting a bit. There's a knock on your door.
I will bare my hand, grab my wand, step up to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Lady Serena. Do you have a moment?
I unlock the door and I step back with my wand extended, ready to launch if I need to.
She opens slowly and is a little surprised at this gesture. Is this a bad time? She has like a bundle with her.
Not at all. How attached are you to your skin?
That's a very unnerving question.
I'm sorry. This does not translate well. Can I cut you just a little bit?
I'd prefer you not.
Little poke. Nothing.
Can I understand the purpose thereof?
I don't know who you are.
I see.
I just extend my wand and poke them with a thorn.
Her finger pricks just a little bit, and then it slowly starts to heal up.
Anything from the wand?
Nothing more than the usual.
Okay, come in.
Thank you. I don't remember that hospitality being given to me earlier when we met.
He's draw custom.
Interesting. Not one I've read about, but that's beside the point. I don't know all of you. I've given Maven your payment, so you have that ready to go. That went through very clearly. Apparently you being hero ranked helps with that thing, but you asked for something on the side that I thought I would follow through with. You saw firsthand that most of the Fort Terminus library was pretty well destroyed when the Dark Elves infiltrated. So some of the books that you wanted are probably going to be very difficult to get their hands on, but I do have a little bit from my own personal collection you might be interested in.
Very much so.
This is more of a very in-depth scroll. It's more of a scientific document. It talks about some of the species that live in the Shadow Realm. More of a bestiary, if you will. That's as much as I could retrieve after the destruction of the library regarding the Shadowfell itself. This is a personal book for my collection that I just, based on our interactions, I thought would be quite interesting to you. It's the writings of Alma the Godsinger. She's a heroic human from the Age of Legends, and as far as I'm concerned, one of the most influential humans who ever lived. Long time ago, when the humans first started to expand and take over most of Machinar, the idea of learning about distant religions was almost unheard of. There wasn't a lot of communication regarding the faiths. Alma the Godsinger was known for traveling to the different corners of the world and learning about all of the different pantheons and deities in play, and composing beautiful music for their beliefs. And most of the spreading of knowledge of hymns and history for other gods is basically because of her. She's an amazing influence and one of the most brilliant songwriters that I've ever encountered. So this is just a collection of some of her most notable hymns.
Спасибо. Is there anything else?
I don't suppose so. I need to thank you again for all your work. I understand it was quite dangerous.
And very concerning. Additionally, is there a way to communicate with you and the people that you are aligned with?
You could invest in a quick sending spell and I would be able to respond to you immediately. They're not that expensive. Any mage's guild or perhaps a temple with divination clerics?
I do not know much about divination. Is this safe?
Oh, yes. You cast a spell, and they commune with either an arcane or divine power, and it will transmute a personal message to whoever you wish, as long as they're on the same plane of existence. I'm on the material plane primarily, being an ambassador, so that should be safe.
Good.
And the Corvair Sword has left, but he did inform me that once he learned anything, he would pass it on to you, as you requested.
That is appreciated.
It should be a long process, but he's nothing if not thorough.
Thank you again.
Certainly, I hope you enjoy. Maybe someday down the road I'll look for that book back. It's a collector's item, but for the time being, please enjoy. About Crist, what is he? Does anything you do that evening?
Crist is kind of like walking around, pacing, thinking about a bunch of different things, and he would like to cross paths with Lady Serena as she's leaving.
Sure, yeah.
Lady Serena?
Oh, hello, Crist.
Hi.
The door cracks open.
It's so good to see you again.
You as well. Thank you again for everything you've done for my people.
It was absolutely my pleasure. I was quite curious. Do you know anything about... Oh, God, I can't remember his name right now, but he was a fox fae.
A fox fae? Could you give me more information?
We've crossed paths before. First he was an elf who loved riddles, and then he helped us get to the other side.
So you did have fae influence help you navigate to Fort Terminus?
Yes, we did.
Well, I mean, you got the job done, but that is a little ill-advised. Did he have any aliases, or...
Chris will pull out the coin. Well, he gave me this long ago.
Oh, I see.
You see what?
Well, he has many names, but the Trickster is the primary one. There are many routes you could have taken to Fort Terminus that would be direct, should you know the Feywild, as well as the inhabitants therein. I imagine that the path you took was filled with a lot of conflict and questions and danger.
Yes.
That was probably a show for his entertainment.
It was. Oh.
His mortal name is Gastiel, but
Gastiel.
The Trickster is his normal surname.
Gastiel, the Trickster.
That's one of his titles, yes.
Can you tell me more? Anything would help.
I mean, he used to have a fair amount of domain in the Feywild, but he spends most of his time around mortals because he finds them fascinating. He likes their short-term longevity and finds their minds and curiosity quite a plaything. He doesn't really intend direct harm to anyone, but he certainly likes to see things bend without breaking.
That's quite concerning. I must confess, maybe I have a slight interest with this Castile.
Well, if he's taken an interest in you, you've probably not seen the last of him.
Okay.
He wanders far and wide.
It's good to know.
His intentions are fairly chaotic, but his alliances are somewhat neutral.
Okay. It's good to know.
Sorry, I'm very proud of that joke.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And if you find anything more, please.
Of course. And please keep the flute.
The flute?
She gave you a flute that you used
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I thought I lost it for a second. I'm so sorry.
It's just a trinket. I hope it helped you in some way.
It did. It was played quite a lovely tune.
It does. It does. Well, I'll be watching the monitors to see how your team progresses. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
I'm going to return to Fort Terminus. There's a lot to clean up. And she will leave. Anyone else have anything before the morning comes?
I would like to look for Maven. Okay. On the stealth.
Sure. Go ahead and roll me a stealth check.
18 plus 6. No, 3.
Okay.
I'm not proficient in stealth.
That's right. That's pretty good. You go to one of the neighboring bars. You walk down the street. You're kind of looking around. You learn that he did not stay in this bar. It seemed like he changed his reservation for some reason. And you find him at one of the other taverns on the thoroughfare. And he's just sitting at the bar. It looks like he has a couple of empty beverages in front of him and like an ashtray that's overfilled with cigarette butts. And he has like his hands kind of running through his hair, a little bit stressed out, completely unaware of the people around him.
Okay. I'm just going to give him a good old watch.
Okay. And as you're watching, you feel like at first just like a slight prick at your hip. The longer you watch him, it kind of starts to recede to the point where you're like, is this thing on? Like shaking it. And occasionally it'll like poke just like a little, but it seems like it's very a sedated agitation.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just kind of keep an eye on him, and then if I notice he goes to bed down or something, I'll do the same.
Certainly. And you see he like gestures over this female bartender, and she brings a bottle and repours it, and then he stops her and points to the bottle, and she just leaves it there. So he's probably going through some stuff right now.
Fair enough. Then in that case, I'll just go get my sleeps.
Very good. And the party regains fully rested HPs and all that good mechanical stuff. And the morning in Fort Tomodane is filled with the loud squawking of roosters, because there is a ton of them here. Just big, burly, red-headed roosters filling the air with their noise pollution.
Chris would like to go over to Arvid's room. Knock, knock, knock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's
good
morning. Like a pawing at the door. Although as soon as those roosters start going, Morty's at the window just like, woof, woof, woof.
Master Arvid. Hi.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. It's morning. That's right. I'm just a little concerned and overwhelmed. And
is it about Haru?
It is, and it's also about Artyom and Maven, and I don't... So many things going on.
Take a deep breath. Do you want to sit down for a minute?
Yes.
So, my favorite uncle used to tell me that if you can't change anything, don't worry about it.
Okay.
So until we can do something, try not to think about it. Just decide what you're going to do as far as you know. When you get new information, you can add that into your planning. But between those times, just be blissfully empty, like the puff mushrooms of the forest. Sorry.
The Shroomba?
The Shroomba.
Shroomba?
It is a Shroomba. What do I say?
Shroomba.
Shroomba. That's like a vacuum.
Yeah. I need to get a Roomba and give it a little mushroom cap.
Yes. Name it Shroombara.
I'm only doing exactly that.
Get one of the red ones and just paint white spots on it.
Oh my God, yes.
I don't want to turn our backs on Haru.
I don't either.
And I think maybe Artyom's mind is a little clouded considering what he'd experienced.
Yes, but maybe it could also be a fresh start.
We don't even know if they will be allowed to leave. They could be locked up. They could be kicked out, sent back to their swamp? Did they come from a swamp?
I think they did, yes. Harthux has been rather difficult to get to know, but you were quite sagely.
Yes, they always tell me that.
Skin the color of it, even.
Yeah. Who looks at arms? Yeah, sage. That's a good description.
That's adorable.
And as far as Maven, good golly, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because I don't have any intention to leave the league. Do we have a contract? Did I sign a contract?
We did.
Yeah. I feel like I did. Yep, we signed a contract. Maybe we should ask to look at that contract.
That is going to be some riveting listening.
Okay, so one day at a time then.
That's right. Do you want a hug?
I do. Oh.
Your bones cracking. And the squeesh. So, the morning is there, and you are all able to leave your rooms and convene there, and either in the tavern or the thoroughfare outside. And you can see when you go downstairs that Maven is in the tavern waiting for you. Looks like he hasn't touched his eggs and croissant, but he has a drink and several cups of coffee. And when he sees any of you come down, he just kind of gives you an awkward wave and just kind of watches, seeming somewhat concerned by what recently transpired.
Hello, Maven.
Chris, did you rest well?
As best I could.
I didn't do much of that myself.
Why? What's on your mind?
I'm just sensing some strange energy, and I'm nervous about this trial with Harithax. You have to understand that as my job at Patron will be defending them, should there be any kind of speaking of misdeeds, assuming you all want to have Harithax remain on the team. We're just trying to give them a good character report.
Mm. I wanted to apologize to you. I had a very difficult...
Surprise, the, like, our team disappears from my...
So I just kind of like put my hand on their shoulder from behind them and say, I'd like to apologize to you.
I accept whatever it's for.
I was very rude with you earlier. I experienced something very difficult inside of this gulag, and it was a lot to take.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Artyom.
Did you understand or know that this might have something to do with the Dark Elves?
I didn't. I don't think anyone from Fort Terminus knew who the assailants were. They came at night. It is unnerving to know that it was them. It's a bold move for the Drow to move into the Feywild, to say the least.
So, you said that at some point, soon, we would be allowed to know more.
And kind of a look of awareness washes over his face. I see. Is that part of this?
There is much going on, and a lot of it seems to be doing with the Fae. Much of it seems to be doing with entities we do not understand. And you are an entity we do not understand.
Would you like to go to a room and have a discussion?
Are you okay with this?
Yes.
Wait, are we going to the room?
I would like you there.
Oh.
That's okay. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I will do some talking for sure. Although you'll have to understand what my limitations are, but I will be as upfront as I possibly can. And he ushers you all to one of the rooms you rented. We'll just say Artyom's. So, first of all, I'll have you ask any specific questions you have, and then I will speak my piece about concerns you may be feeling.
Do you consent to a zone of truth?
Of course I do, but I will warn you that those kinds of things won't work on me. But I will still be honest to a fault.
I guess my question is, why won't they work on you?
Taps his mask. This isn't just an item. It's part of who I am.
Well, that definitely does assure some level of confidence in me.
I apologize. It's the best I can offer. If it makes you feel better, you're allowed to cast it.
Well, if it will not help, it will not help. What are you?
To be honest, I'm a human, here and now. But we've all been many things in past lives. I just have a little more awareness of what I've been in the past.
What enables you to shift?
That was a gift that I stumbled upon on my own research. There's a lot of very old energies that travel through my bloodline. Much like Christ, I've been imparted at birth with natural gifts. This is true with many humans. Mine are of their own nature, and they go back for a very long time. Now, there are things you may be concerned about that I cannot yet speak on. And the reason why is, my entire life, my job has been to gather information, and I'm very good at it. I've used it to help your team. I've used it to help myself, make a name for myself, make a small fortune, lose a small fortune. This has been happening for a long time. And in that time, there are things that I have learned that I wish I had not. Even when he says this, there's like a small, just like a prick, but then it calms down. These things, to speak them out loud, gives them power. Even this is a risky conversation. And it's not because I fear for your ability to handle things, I throw you into the line of danger all the time. It's for this world. I can keep these things within myself, and the more I do that, the safer everyone is.
It's so difficult. I'm so sorry.
It's like a seed has been planted within me, and I refuse to let it germinate.
I see. I was holding my wand under my table, and I just kind of put it on the table and start flipping it. You know what this is.
I don't. I mean, I recognize the wand you were given by that Shadowfell creature some weeks ago. I haven't seen you handle it so readily.
But before I thought it was simply a wand.
It's not?
Well, it's much more than that. I hold it out so that it will extend just shy of his neck. And then I release it.
He slides his chair back immediately.
Cool, no?
That's a little dangerous to be playing with.
No, I'm very dexterous.
Is there a reason you're pointing it at me?
So he slid back?
Yeah.
While it's still in my hand, I kind of angle it, stab it between his legs, and walk closer.
Okay. He's holding very, very still.
You're playing a lot of games with words. I understand that maybe there are things in this world that I do not understand. But something tells me you are hiding more than that.
And he's staring at you very resolutely now. I've made the choices of the things I can and cannot say.
If you share a bloodline with something dangerous, what says you're not dangerous?
Very fair. I'm sure you've been asked the same question many times.
Duh. And I've already told the people I trust that I cannot be trusted. What about you?
I'd like to think that I can be trusted.
Hmm.
I have no ill intent for the people of this world. I wish to see them flourish.
Under what guidance?
I don't want to see things go off balance.
Arvid making puppy eyes at the two of you at this point.
I find balance to be very important, and I prefer the good side of things.
Do you know what I find important? Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. You see, when you when you live under psychopaths and slave endlessly to blood every day, you learn to trust your family. Family, not friends, not companions, not co-workers, not peers, not managers. Family.
Of this I know very much.
I do not have family. I did not then. I do not now.
That's one more thing we have in common, Artyom.
I have been told that there is something coming. Something that has something to do with you. And I am telling you this knowing that I am giving up a potential advantage, knowing, perhaps, that you might use it to hurt me. And I follow up with a very simple statement. If this is the case, what I will do to you is far worse than what they did to me.
The moment that you know what is coming, it will become so strong that there will be nothing you can do. This knowledge is their weapon.
Terrifying. That is all I had to say.
Well, I will end with, if there is something coming, I would like to see all of us work together to stop it.
Let's hope your word is as good as your talents.
If you wish to take a contract with a new patron, I can arrange that. If you don't trust me, I'm not comfortable with you working under me.
No, somebody very wise told me that it is best to keep potential enemies close.
I see. Well, I will do the same, but I do not view any of you as my enemies, and I apologize that I am keeping the greater good safe by holding my tongue on certain things, but I assure you that there are invocations that when heard cannot be unheard.
You should keep an open mind.
When the time comes, the words will come. They'll change everything. They'll change me, they'll change all of you, but to do that now would put a definitive finality on things that we cannot be prepared for.
So,
we have a trial to attend.
Do we?
I would like to think so. Whether we want to part ways or we want to change our approach to things, getting this done is the first step.
This feels like a waste of time. What can we say other than what happened? And we don't even know what happened. All we know is we stopped seeing the person and now we are here.
That's really all you have to tell them. They just need to hear that from your own lips.
Am I being told this by a patron?
That is my job, yes. If we want to proceed as a league team at all, whether it be removing Harithax, removing myself, this trial is imminent. It must be done or else they will simply assume that we are all disbanding.
Duh. I suppose we can decide the rest when it's done.
Well, I'm going to go reactivate Reginald. He's in my room, and then we can do this. But I need you all to understand that my job is to speak for Harithax as a sort of a character witness and sort of as a professional behind their actions. Not that I had anything to do with this. I personally want them to remain on the team, but I would like to know how you feel. They will ask you these same questions, but depending on how their story goes. Yes. If things are dubious and they seem to be a danger, then of course we will seek other venues.
I think no matter what, we need to know more.
Of course. So he goes to his room in the other tavern and returns with a hovering, humming Reginald. Well, it's time to go back into that strange space where Arthax is waiting for us.
Apologies for making you go away, my friend.
I do not...
I'm not talking to you.
He gulps.
It's fine. When you're not questing, I can be turned off.
Well, when you're all ready, it's the same red ring as before.
I don't like it when this happens.
And Reginald's eye telescopes open, and everyone in the tavern looks in a little bit of confusion as the main room is filled the floor with this red portal. Any last questions?
Yes, me. Maven, can we just step aside for one moment?
Certainly, the portal's open, but he pulls you aside and kind of leans in.
I'm starting to get kind of scared about what has transpired, and I'm starting to hear things that I couldn't hear before, and I'm curious, how did you awaken? And maybe you'll let me know sometime who might be my only defense.
Would you like me to start looking into where you're from? I intentionally kept my nose too far out of your history. If you wished me to reverse that to try to find things out, I will do so. But we have a lot of things on our plate right now.
Yes, of course. We'll deal with what's in front of us first, but it might be time.
If you let me know, I will absolutely do this for you.
I'm letting you know.
Thank you for that trust, Chris. That means a lot right now. And just for the record, I've been scared all along.
And I'm just letting you know, I don't think that we are the things that we were born into.
I couldn't agree with that statement more. Shall we? And you step in to enter the trial of Harithax.
Tensions run high as the Mortal Dawn navigates a team member's trial and possibly work out some kinks with their team build.
Godly team trials. Same questions over and over. Fate decided by a bunch of big three-faced roboids. Talk about bureaucracy.
Well, it helps having a neutral, number-crunching judge like the Tri-Drone Recorders in dealing with rules debates and character judgment.
Yeah, maybe. But it just seems like one malfunction can really put the whole system on its ass, you know? Eh, but I guess living, breathing creatures aren't very reliable either. Just feels kinda, I don't know, deus ex machina.
A fitting description of most Modrons indeed, Storm. And speaking of Modrons, let's check back in on the field as they show us the results of the long-awaited trial of Hyrethax.
Ugh, I'm flagging. I'm gonna get another cuppa.
Mishka, why don't you tell me how the things that DeMarco does make you feel?
When he take best magic item, it make me feel not important. When he sign up for quest and not talk to Mishka, it make Mishka feel like she not matter.
Oh, that's bullocks! I'm the party face! Of course I do the talking! She's got double my HP! Why would she need a ring of false life?
DeMarco, please. Mishka has the staff of speaking.
That's not a staff! That's a table leg with tape and glitter on it!
In this room, trust is a very powerful magic. We need to be honest with each other and learn to take turns.
I'll be honest right now! Do you want me to cast Zone of Truth? I'll do it!
DeMarco, I feel like you're manifesting this Zone of Truth as your way of trying to prove a point that other people may not agree with. I think your friendship should be the Zone of Truth, and not a spell.
Mishka pushed DeMarco out of the way when he almost got hit by acid arrow, and he not even say thank you.
We were fighting a witch! We don't have time for manners when we're about to be turned into dust by an undead wizard!
You always have excuses.
Does your party need counseling? We can make your teamwork stronger, communication better, and trust in one another as strong as reinforced steel. Call the Quelm and Bicker Institute. We're here to help you put the work into teamwork, and the art into party, and the vent into adventure, and the care into mercenary. You get the idea. Quelm and Bicker Institute. Call today.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey, you cuties, it is Zach here with some housekeeping. To start off, we had a massive spike in listenership this last week, and it was really exciting to see so much new and returning love, and I'm just so happy about it. In addition to the new listeners, we also had a considerable uptick in Patreon supporters, and we will be going through those names at the end of the month. But right now, I want to thank our patrons for all of their love and support and cold, hard, dosh, dollar, dosh, buck, bills. In particular, our Fat Cat high-end legendary team of Jeff Ammons and Dave Mladenov. It is crazy that people want to hear us enough to pay for it. That being said, we are nearing an audio resolution, and I am confident that after we run through our current recording backlog, we will be recording brand new, fresh, crisp audio, and it'll all be great, and I want to thank you so much for all of your patience with this incredibly awkward change to these new mics. In other news, our Denmark listenership almost completely disappeared overnight, and at this point, I'm inclined to think that it was just a large number of people who were on a Danish VPN. But even if that's the case, we still love you, Denmark. I don't care. No amount of IP routing will change how much we love you. Additionally, D20 Questions returns this Wednesday with Sam Cole, the creator of Dungeon Battle Karaoke. If that name sounds amazing, check it out. And I have to say that after that long hiatus, I am shocked by how unbelievably well it all went. Sam was an absolute delight, and the goofs were on point. In fact, we were goofing so hard that we mostly just stuck to, like, really cerebral and intellectually dense concepts with the D21 side. So if you want to hear us wax philosophical, become a $3 patron for access to all of the bonus audio for D20 Questions. But speaking of bonus audio, some of you may have already noticed, but a very special one-off episode of Hardwithax's solo adventure is available on Patreon. Now, normally our bonus episodes are like $3, the hero tier reward, but honestly, we just want this out there and we want people to listen. So this bad boy is available for $1 a month. If you just jump on Patreon and give us $1, then you can have access to that special episode. So if you want to know what happened to Hardwithax, go ahead and be patronizing. But that's enough of all that. Let's get back to the action.
Something dark is coming. Something bitter and mysterious. When the night comes, so come the chill. Be ready when the black magic takes hold of you. Try the new Baba Java Cold Brew Concentrate. Mix your potion as strong as you wish. Bitter, icy, darker than dark. An awakening is near. All good magic requires a concentrate.
The team finds themselves standing on a floating blue platform. There is a massive blue and white desk with a gold and purple banner hanging off the front of it with the League of Ultimate Questing logo. The center of the platform has a massive eye with the letters NE carved into the center. And behind the desk is a huge tri-drone, one of the three-faced Modrons that monitors and records things as far as paperwork and information for the League. There are also two huge pentadrone enforcers, unfolded with all five limbs hanging ready as deadly weapons. And between them is a very comfortable seated cross-legged Hardwithax. How do you look when they see you?
Hardwithax is seated comfortably, but visibly uncomfortable with the situation. The pentadrones are no joke. We saw them in action at the Crystal Ball, and kind of waiting for this trial to start, Hardwithax is not especially cultured, so they're pretty out of their element here, and just trying to wait until they start talking.
Very good. As the group steps forward and Maven steps forward, a little light kind of surrounds each of you, which feels like it's kind of holding you in place. You don't feel like trapped. It's more just like, this is an official place to stand while this is all happening. And Maven begins to clear his throat. And the tri-drone lights up, its eyes open, and it projects an image of a kind of nondescript bald humanoid face with wide eyes and a mouth that moves as a voice escapes from the tri-drone. This is a trial for team member Hardwithax for the Mortal Dawn, Team 419. They left their post without telling the team or filing any paperwork and were considered missing. They also removed their league bracelet, which is forbidden. Hardwithax, how do you speak to these accusations? And you're allowed to stand.
Hardwithax stands, and this might be the first time that you guys get a visual of Haruthax's right hand is missing. But instead of just like a bloody stump, there are like these weird white tendrils hanging off of it that kind of look like wires or filaments that just kind of subtly shift and move, seemingly of their own accord. They kind of curl back on themselves and then unfurl.
Well, it's true. That did happen. I can't claim it did not. Removing the bracelet was not my intention, however.
They hold up their stump. That kind of just happened.
Can you speak on the circumstances involved?
I am disciple, a servant of a higher power. My patron contacted me and informed me it needed me to do a task for it. I could not deny this task without compromising everything. And when I contacted it, it removed my hand and pulled me into a space deep below ground, away from the rest of the team.
You will now be asked questions under the influence of truth spells. Did you inform the party of your leaving before doing so?
I did not.
Did you intentionally remove your League of Ultimate Questing bracelet, and if so, how?
I did not.
How did it happen?
There was a hand that appeared to me. It bore resemblance to the powers my patron grants me. When I grasped it, there was a... And the tendril hand immediately snaps a hard angle beyond 90 degrees. But of course, there are no bones in it, so it doesn't actually break, but it demonstrates a similar motion. My hand was removed and the bracelet with it.
Were you aware of the paperwork required to take leave from your party?
I was not. I don't think I was.
It's been a long time since you guys have read the book.
Yeah. And Haruthax probably skimmed it at best.
Was your leaving done with malicious intent towards the team?
It was not.
Do you wish to no longer be a member of the Mortal Dawn?
I look at the party before responding.
Maven's just kind of staring at you, like waiting for your next word, eyes wide.
Arvid looks over, very much so, like nodding yes, you know, wide eyes, like, I miss you.
Chris just has a very sad face, single tear, just like, I'm glad you're okay.
Archim is staring very curiously at the Tridrone.
I would not leave unless they wished it.
Do you intend to repeat this malpractice?
I do not plan on it, no.
Will the patron please speak on the team member? Maven steps forward and says, Ardwithox is from a culture much different than ours, and I take it upon myself as their patron the lack of understanding they may have had for the finer details of the League rules. I can ensure, should they maintain a good standing with the League, and if they remain on the team, I will personally take more time to educate the entire team on some of the finer intricacies of their contract and how it might affect them, and be more resolute in their understanding of what is expected of them and what policies they can and cannot enact. We will now ask questions of the teammates. Team member Arvid Ulfmund, did Haruthax inform you that they would be leaving?
No, they did not.
Did their leaving damage the progress or reputation of the team?
No.
Do you believe that their leaving was done with malicious intent?
No.
Do you wish to have them remain as a member of your team?
Yes, I do.
Member Christ Zagrand, did Haruthax inform you that they were leaving?
No, they did not.
Did the members leaving damage the progress of the reputation or the team?
No, they didn't.
Do you believe that their actions were done with malicious intent?
No, of course not, no.
And do you wish to have Haruthax remain as a member of the team?
Yes.
Team Captain Artyom Konstantinovich Volkov. Did Haruthax inform you that they would be leaving?
Yes.
Did the members leaving damage the progress or reputation of the team? Do you believe that the leaving was done with a malicious intent?
No, negligent intent.
Do you wish to have Haruthax remain as a member of the Mortal Dawn?
I am indifferent.
We are now calculating our verdict. You may speak amongst yourselves in a realm of silence. And Haruthax is allowed to step over towards the group, and a larger circle appears on the floor around you, and the two pentadrones flank it. As the tridrone sucks in this hologram and just begins spinning, typing, printing things out, taking them, handing them to the next one, and doing this whole rigmarole of information transfer.
Haru, we kept your hand. Maven has it.
Oh, I don't think I can reattach it, but thank you. It might be an interesting trinket.
Well, I'm very glad you're okay. Was that absolutely true?
Can I approach? I'm talking to the pentadrone.
Oh, there's like a thing of silence around you, like they said. So it, just from the outside, it's just like Artyom, like waving his hands and moving his mouth.
Yeah. I'll just straight up interrupt you while I'm doing it.
I think they'll be able to let us speak again if we wish after they've...
I just walk up to the pentadrone and I'm like...
Yeah. And as you get closer to the edge of the circle, it doesn't like be aggressive, but it just kind of moves to be between you and the tridrone. They might take any kind of quick action as an attempt for interference.
Suck. I'm just like, back off.
Haruthax, this is something. Is this something we need to worry about?
I don't believe so.
Why didn't you tell us?
My patron implied it was something I needed to do. Not you, my patron. My magic patron.
I understand. I mean, even just a word. You're allowed to take personal time. We can sign the paperwork for such things. We can hire on temporary team members as needed, but if you do it mysteriously, then you're just considered MIA.
I kind of glance at the circle and I lower my voice.
Maven, this is a game. I understand that there are rules, but there are greater forces at play than sports.
Well, I understand you have your own involvements and investments that you wish to pursue, but if you want to be a member of the team, and that is an interest that you have, you need to follow those rules, or else they'll just remove you. And you're affecting your teammates who have been with you this whole time. They were worried sick. They spent days looking for you.
The cape, part of the payment. Here, I hand them.
To Maven?
Yeah.
Ah, can't technically give it to them yet.
Yeah.
But thank you. You did succeed with Taurus Melbar, and you were rewarded these cloaks, but for the time being, he kind of tucks it into his jacket. And it seems to, like, fold up into an amazingly small, like, pocket handkerchief almost, and he tucks it away. Ah, these are really versatile. Arathax, if it's in your best interest to not be on the team, I think you should tell us. I personally want what's best for you, and...
I did not get enough sleep.
Artyom.
What?
There's something very serious going on.
Look, yeah.
It was great. He says, please just talk to us. We can give you time you need to pursue your own things, but...
I was following Maven for like an hour and a half, and only do sit there and drink.
You were?
Da.
Oh, I was off my game a little bit last night, I think.
Da, probably.
How do you follow a shape changer?
I wasn't even trying.
Oh, well, I guess that would make it somewhat easier. I apologize if I concerned you. I thought that this quest would be shorter and less...
I kind of glance at my hand.
Involved. Than it was.
That is quite the disconcerting effigy on the end of your wrist there.
What is that?
Well,
I hold it up and like a little mouth appears in it and like closes again and I say,
some sort of symbiote. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Do we have any idea how long this normally takes?
I don't. Shouldn't be long, and I'm pretty sure that time is flowing at a different rate for us than it is outside of this circle.
What exactly did your magical patron say to you? Or what can you tell us, I suppose?
As we were coming back from the bunker, my patron contacted me and it said it had a task for me that superseded the games we were playing. It gave me a direction to travel, and I did. I knew that it was unlikely that you all would let me go if I was to say, hey, I have some stuff I need to do. I expected it to be relatively quick and simple. Turns out, wasn't.
What did you do? You didn't do anything evil, nefarious. I mean, what kind of entity would ask you to do something in the middle of nowhere?
I don't remember.
Oh.
As I told the judge, a hand made of the roots appeared. I grasped it, and after that, I don't remember much. Darkness, some kind of creature, fighting.
Hmm.
And then I woke up, surrounded by League agents and pentadrones. And then I was here. The rest of the details are hazy at best.
Well, there seems to be a bit of that going around these days. Depending on how this goes, please let us know if anything else comes to your memory.
I will do what I can.
And the bubble almost like pops and shatters into a bunch of little filaments of light that trickle down. And the tri-drone speaks out once again, projecting the amorphous face. We have calculated your fines. If the team wishes so, you may remain a member of the Mortal Dawn for the time being, but you will have penalties.
Pardon me. Does this mean the team will have penalties?
These penalties are for Harothax and Harothax alone, unless they are removed from the team.
Ah, good.
You will pay the fee of 400 gold drax out of your own funds. You will be put on a 10-day potion penalty with a 1,000 gold fine attached. And your personal sponsorships will be suspended for the near future. Team sponsorships remain in play. Do you accept these fines?
I accept these fines. What is a potion penalty?
While on an official quest, you're not allowed to drink potions for 10 days. It's almost like a handicap.
If we wait 10 days and then go on the quest, does it still apply?
It's 10 days from your next quest.
Okay. Oh, Bojima, if you did not read your contract, then it's not our responsibility to explain it to you in the middle of a trial.
Does the patron accept these fines? I do. Arothax will handle them on their own. And does the team captain accept these fines?
I don't care.
This trial is concluded. Please use the proper paperwork in the future if you wish to take a vacation or leave your team. And do not remove your league bracelet. And one of the pentadrones holds out its kind of flipper thing towards Maven, and he looks at it confused for a minute and says, oh, of course. And he takes out the hand, and he puts it down, and this thing just, like, crushes the hand, and these tiny filament blades sort of, like, fold out of the flap, and it just turns into mulch. And there's a bracelet sitting there that pops open. And he kind of takes it and shakes it off a little bit and hands it cautiously to Harothax.
Harothax, like, can't really frown because I have an alligator mouth, but I'm like, well, I would have kept that. Yeah. And I take the bracelet.
Okay. Which wrist do you put it on?
Probably my left, the one that has an actual hand
it
still.
Snaps and hums for a second, and then it eventually lights up with two stars. It says, can we leave now? Can you take us wherever we want, or are we to remain in Fort Tomodane?
You can be returned to anywhere in Mackinac. You have a base there.
Are you all good with going back to Lucinilia, or do you want to remain in Dornheim?
Lucinilia is fine.
Yes, I miss my room.
Our Lucinilia base, please.
It will be done.
And there is another flash of red light. And after a little bit of disorientation, you find yourself standing in the fish refinery apartment. And Maven kind of lets out a, whew, what a goddamn day.
You're telling me.
So are we going to get another member?
If you would like, I can make sure that Nim's future availability is more open.
We haven't even talked about what we're going to do about this.
I'm here. Let's have a seat. And he pulls out a chair and gestures for everyone else to do the same and says, so, let's talk. How do you all feel about this? I will remain silent until you've spoken your piece.
I gesture Arvid.
I respect Harthox. I trust Harthox. They're a fine companion to have in battle. I see no reason for us to send away someone who we know for someone who we don't know.
Who do we know?
Haru.
Do we? Okay. I don't think you know what this word means to know something.
Know him better than a stranger.
Do you? No. Sorry, I'm just curious. This doesn't seem true.
I think you're far too untrusting of folk you don't know.
I trusted you.
I haven't done anything to disprove that, have I?
No. It was worth it. It was a good idea. I trusted this one. I gestured to Maven.
I was surprised, actually, about that. I thought perhaps that was going to turn different.
I'm still a little foggy on where that's going.
Christ?
I do not want to see my friend go. I do not want to leave my friend. Maybe I can appeal to you tactically?
Please.
I believe we got lucky with Nim, and we got lucky with our quest. I believe that if we were to expose ourselves at this time, knowing what we know...
Sorry.
Knowing what we know now, we are vulnerable. Better the planar beast we know than the planar beast we don't.
This is good. I like this. This is somebody we do not trust. This is somebody who has redundant abilities. They have proven themselves dubiously useful, and periodically they are even a distraction in very important situations. Do I need to remind you that I was nearly killed because they were busy dicking around inside of a hallway instead of helping us in the mirror room? Look, if you want to actually do something about this, I am not going to pull rank. I agreed that I would do this democratically, so if you all want to vote for him, this is fine. I am clearly outnumbered. But just know, this is not something I am excited about.
Agreed. Maybe we should give them a chance to prove themselves. That's my vote.
Do as you wish.
Harthox, do you have anything you wanted to add?
I think that Artyom raises a fair point. We do not know each other very well, and while you are very forgiving, I do not know that Artyom is wrong to be mistrustful of my motives. I would imagine if Bren was to call Artyom on the quest, his response would be much the same as mine.
No, sorry, did I interrupt you? Look, you have to understand that the gods do not reach down and give commands from on high. This does not happen. I am guided by my actions. I was guided to this place. I am guided to the League of Ultimate Questing. But for all intents and purposes, I am my own man. I do not know what you follow. I do not even know the name of the thing. And I doubt you do either.
Do I?
No, probably not.
I was going to say, I don't think I do.
And keep in mind, these are things I am all willing to accept until they become a problem, and they have now become a problem. Plus, you have the issue that now you are going to be fined, you're not going to be able to use potions. If you go nearly dead and they cannot give you a potion and we get killed because of it, then this is a liability. So, this is my position, but I do not wish to waste any more time with this. Do we want to vote?
Yes, let's vote.
All in favor?
Of?
Keeping Artax?
Aye.
Aye.
You get a vote as well, Artax.
I abstain.
Very good. I don't believe I should receive a vote unless the party wishes me to have one.
No. Nah. Oh, look at this. 2/3 majority. This is okay.
Might I propose a bit of a probationary period?
Works for me.
Harthax, obviously you have certain things that you need to deal with when the time comes. If you'd be willing to let us know, we can try to work around that. You're obviously a very skilled spellcaster and have some good synergy and tactics with the team, as you've learned thus far. But if we can't count on having you around all the time without being able to prepare for such things, then it could be detrimental to the team to have you on the roster. Would you be comfortable with the idea of being very clear in communicating these things should they come up, and if that is infracted, then without any question, all four of us will decide to remove you from the team?
I accept these terms.
Does this seem like a slightly fair caveat to you, Artyom?
With one additional caveat to this probationary period. Artex does not get a vote during any kind of decision-making for the team.
For quests?
Da, and at least for the probationary period.
That seems fair.
So long as it does not affect my safety, I accept this.
Da, it won't.
Very good.
It should be at least a couple years till my wife has another baby, so...
You just jinxed it. Well, that was certainly an emotional ordeal for me anyway.
Was it?
Yeah.
I look confused.
Other people have emotions, Artyom. It's okay.
So, what are we doing now?
I thought I would propose the idea, quest-wise, that as I've usually favored large payout quests that involve a large amount of time and investment, I would give you the option of having sort of a bouquet of smaller, less complicated quests. Doesn't mean they won't be dangerous and filled with skill and reputation, but they shouldn't take nearly as long based on the information that I've been given. And using some of them are slightly time-sensitive, but for the most part, you can choose when and how you do each one.
When will we expect payment from the last job?
Oh, I have the gold, or the gems, as it were, from the Fae. You can each have your 900, the three of you who participated in the quest. Nims will be sent theirs, minus my fee. So that comes to a total of 850 gold for each of you from that.
Haruthax will pull out their coin purse and just put 400 drax on the table in front of Maven and say, my fine.
I will have it sent off immediately.
I also take out 3 Domain Farms old-fashioned healing potions, and I set those on the table and I say,
I cannot use these for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
They would be in better hands.
At least until the prohibition is up. Da.
Well, how about each of you take one? In an emergency, you should maybe use it, but if you don't, then after 10 days, return it to Haruthax.
Maven, out of curiosity, could you find one of those collar things that certain animals have that dispense things? Maybe we should have Morty carry around one of these potions.
Like candy?
Like candy.
Like little candies?
More like little kegs?
Keg?
Ah, so just a satchel you can keep on Morty to store something important in.
Yes.
Not like little canister of candy on throat. This makes a little more sense.
I worry slightly that Morty tends to be a bit rambunctious and physical, and the idea of a glass vial hanging on their person would be perhaps a risk to the integrity of that device.
Agreed.
Something to consider.
I'll see what the options are. If it was a more trained animal, perhaps, but Morty is a bit rambunctious.
On that note, I actually think it would probably be a good idea if Arvid spent some dedicated time deliberately training Morty. You've been very permissive with the animal, and unfortunately, as things get more and more difficult, having an untrained animal will become dangerous, and we might have to leave him behind. If you want to keep him around, I am okay with this, but please, spend actual time training him. Whenever and please stop giving him bones from table, please.
But he's part of the family.
Given as reward, this is training. Given for no reason, it is untraining.
He's like immediately crunching on a fish head from...
Somehow he got downstairs in the interim and just brought back a corpse of a fish.
Can you agree with this? I think this is fair.
I will help you in any way I can.
I am not much for training animals, but I will help if possible.
And speaking as your officiate, I think that's a good idea. Training Morty is something that's in your skill set, and he's still young enough that he's receptive to such things. The older he gets, the harder it's going to be.
Immediately starts peeing on something.
It's just like a bucket of dog piss.
Wait, no, I trained him to do this and, you know, like a little doggy dance thing. See, look! Look at him!
I'm just staring at Arvid blankly.
Let's focus on obedience training.
Okay.
In our downtime between quests, if you need any literature, he says, waiting for a moment, to help with these, I can arrange for such.
Literature.
I can pull up some helpful scry videos.
Scridios?
Yes, excellent.
Yes.
I love Scridio.
Scridio. But I have these 4 miniature quest sheets for you, and you can deliberate and decide. Based on how they sound, there might be some time sensitivity. The first one is ranked as a research quest. They told me that they need you to help utilize a new state-of-the-art magical process to find the location of some missing children in the capital of Inlakes. This one will pay 750 gold drag total. This one is an escort quest, which is to defend a performing troupe along a very dangerous road, which goes from Denane Leone, potentially down to Soris Leone. That one will pay 600 gold drax.
Arvid? The last time we did an escort mission, it did not turn out to be a short quest.
Very true. Maybe the odds of giant worm again is unlikely.
I didn't think the odds of giant worm in the first place were likely.
This is good. This is not wrong.
Well, there's a whole saying about getting hit by lightning twice. Although it is a much safer road than the Alcarin Desert and the Breathless Sands. This is simply in Western Leone. Again, these are optional, but I think it would be good to diversify and do as much as you can, should you feel up to it. The next one is ranked as a dungeon delve. It is to explore a recently uncovered mini dungeon and the treasure inside for a noble family. This one will pay 500 gold drac total plus a percentage of treasure found.
Chris and I exchange significant glances.
And the last one is more of a PR stunt. You will be paid 200 gold each, plus you'll have amenities, as you are going to be invited as celebrity passengers on the first alchemically powered airship voyage.
And we jump off this airship.
That's not intended as part of the...
Where is the stunt? Do we not leap from the...
I see. It's more of the, you'll be with other nobles and celebrities on the trip, and having important people aboard the ship makes it seem more important as a vessel.
Why is this stunt?
It's a misnomer.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's wrong. Yes. Get it. I understand.
Well... it's publicity nonetheless. So these are the options. The airship doesn't leave for quite a while. Obviously, there's some missing children. They've been missing for a bit, but that might be more time sensitive. That said, you can take these as you wish, and the escort quest might have a small timer as well, as the group will be planning to leave sometime in the near future.
How long have these children been missing?
That information I do not have.
Duh. Oh boy.
If you wish to look over the names of the people or the locations, most of them are very close to Leone. Not too far from Lucinilli. And I have some good news. While you were in the Feywild, and by the way, you were gone for over a week. I don't know how time traveled there, but I know that sometimes in those realms they can move differently. But that some time did pass, and I had some downtime. I have invested in a kind of certificate for our team where we can participate in short-range teleportation for a very short cost.
Oh, cool. That's very nice.
Yeah, it will take some money out of our funds, but it will get you where you need to go very quickly.
While we are teleporting?
The cost to the magical components to teleport, yes.
Oh, it's not like we get on teleporter and the gold disappears from our pockets. Okay, this makes sense.
It's a paid service with a league discount.
Locating missing children. I want to do dungeon delve, but...
I want to go to the airship.
But little babies.
We gotta save the babies.
I'm with you, Artyom.
So, you've been given your quests. We're back in Lucinilli. I understand that there have been some recent imports of new magic items and armor bits to the trade quarter. You have now amassed a little bit more wealth than you had before, so maybe it's time to go shopping.
Maybe. Excuse me for a moment. I'll grab Chris.
Yes.
And go to another room. I'm concerned.
About what?
Earlier, when Hardek said that other people have emotions.
Yes.
You have to understand that this is the kind of thing that would have caused me a significant upset, that I would have a very bad reaction to this.
Yes.
I feel nothing, and I am concerned about what this might mean. If you think that there is any kind of further impact, please pull me aside and let me know.
I will. I definitely will. Yes.
I have every reason to regret, but I do not.
I think it will prove you made the right choice. Think of this as a clean slate.
I am not so confident.
Everything okay?
Yes, yes. Just... having a little chat.
I'm trying to get fashion advice. I'm worried the aubergine gloves and boots maybe do not go as well as I thought with the red cloth.
No. Definitely tie this around this. And yes. Wait, did you need something?
Oh, not at all. Just checking.
When Maven says, is everything okay? Haruthax kind of startles. Arvid, who's been in the room, might notice that since Maven mentioned something about the missing children, Haruthax kind of zoned out and is like just now kind of snapping back. What? Yes, I'm fine.
Everything all right? You didn't get too much sleep, did you, while you were,
I couldn't say. I think I was in some kind of stasis. But, no, perhaps, and I kind of look at my hand, perhaps I should rest.
That sounds wise.
For what it's worth, the airship quest seems that it pays the best, but I am not overly concerned about money.
In good conscience, stand beside, well, there's missing children, but you are my team, and I will do whatever quest we agree to.
Morally, the missing children are the most important, but then also for public relation, yeah.
Also temporally. This is the only thing that is time sensitive.
Are you suggesting we can save these children and have just enough time to ride on a blimp?
Duh, we could. I mean, I was thinking dungeon delve, but yes, okay, maybe blimp.
I mean, I was too. I really want to see what's in there.
Duh. So maybe we do, like you said, shopping. And then maybe we go to save the children.
Sure.
Because commerce is more important than our future and children.
You're a socialist. You're not a capitalist. You grew up in a Soviet stand-in.
And what do you think most people who grew up in Soviets, in Soviet nations, do afterwards? God. They tend not to be super big fans of Soviet Union.
For the podcast, the look on his face was absolutely amazing when he said that. It got me so much.
So why don't you take the evening to go to the market squares, do any shopping that you need, and rest up. And in the morning, I can get you either a... It seems wasteful to teleport you to Inlix. It's not that far from Lucinelli. We can get Woodrow.
Woodrow?
It's a direct shot by sea.
This is great. I'm glad we're going with this.
I will go and fill out the paperwork for your fees, potion probation, and future sponsors, and make sure that Woodrow is at the ready come the morn. And if anyone needs any of their coin from your personal accounts, just let me know. But you all have at least 800 in your pocket, as we are.
So after maybe a little time has passed, Chris is going to find Harthax.
Mm-hmm.
Harthax, do you have a moment?
Yes. What is going on?
So, maybe I shouldn't be telling you this, but I think it's important that you know. Artyom, he was incredibly hurt by your leaving us.
That surprises me. My relationship with Artyom has never been close. We are more alike than not in many ways, and I think we tend to rub each other the wrong way.
I would agree, and same with me too, but I think deep down he really does care, and it showed. It surprised all of us. On our last excursion, he was so hurt that he traded his feelings for you, to get us passage to where we needed to go. So do your best to not take this as personally and as hard as you might.
I'm sorry. He traded his feelings?
Well, it looks like for the time being, the Mortal Dawn is back to basics. The original four are reunited, and their future looks pretty bright.
Well, you know, patrons gotta put in a lot of legwork for the request for their teams, you know? Like the fact that this Maven guy got like what, line four once. He's got to have some tricks up his sleeve or something, you know. Letting the team pick is a pretty classy move. I mean, if I had a dither for every time I got kicked out of bed and shoved into some quest I'd never signed off on, I'd have enough to get another one of these double shot mochas. Oh, damn, that's bold.
Storm, you've had quite a few of those today already. It is starting to get late. Maybe drink some water, or slow down a little bit?
Well, maybe you should back off, Kip. I'll drink whatever I damn well please, and I don't need no color commentary either. I need that get up and go. If I want to start my morning with one or five of the finest cuppas, I... Oh, no. Kip, I believe I got a Java monkey on my back. My gut's telling me I need to take a load off, so to speak. Can we hurry this along?
Well, much like that double mocha, I'm certain our upcoming quests will be dark and robust, and fill us with energy. The Mortal Dawn have a full lineup of potential get-or-dones and a whole new outlook on life with which to do them.
Oop, yep, that's it. When I get back, I'm switching to tea.
Good idea, Storm. Join us next week as we tear open, dunk, and steep a hot bag of questing in a boiling hot cup of adventure, with a splash of life-or-death addiction in your face heart-pumping action, on the League of Ultimate Questing.
That is that. What do you guys think? How's it going? That was a roleplay heavy episode right there.
That was damn fine.
Just what Haruthax and Artyom need more strain on their already sometimes difficult relationship.
You told him?
Do you recall that he asked us not to tell him?
If I was in his shoes, I would want to know. I would be very lost.
It's very Chris to tell him. I don't blame you. It's there. Fine.
Also, I heard that is more asking patron Maven not to do that. I keep calling him patron, which is accurate, but it's not his name.
Right.
Oh. Either way.
Yeah.
So this was the League of Ultimate Questing. Thank you all for listening. We couldn't do this kind of show without your support. We love you all. Let's do a quick round about the table.
I'm Sam. I play Arvid, the Druid Barbarian.
I'm Michael. I play Haruthax, the now one-handed Dragonborn Warlock.
I am Alante, and I play Christ, the Crystalline Sorcerer.
I am Zach. I play Artyom Volkov, the Cleric of Sunlight and Suffering, and who apparently wasted a, what was it? What's the word? a gentle repose on your arms so that you wouldn't lose it.
Oh yeah. I was really bummed. I was planning on trying to turn my severed hand into an arcane focus, and then instead of using, I was gonna have this creepy like voodoo hand as my arcane focus, and then the pentadrone's like, nope.
It was a good chance to show the lack of emotion in the pentadrone.
Yeah, so. I like that. I also am the technical director, editor, and producer for Slapdash Studios. I would also like to thank Tori Christensen, who probably edited this. I'll cut that out if she didn't.
Yeah.
My name is Law. I am the Dungeon Master for the League of Ultimate Questing and the Creative Director of Slapdash Studios. New episodes of the League of Ultimate Questing go live on Monday of every week on all major podcasting platforms. You get bonus content on Fridays if you follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Slap the Dash, and Facebook at Slapdash Studios. Please visit the website to get a link to our Patreon and all of our major things. You can look at lore from the show. And if you become a Patreon member, you can listen to things like the D20 Questions One Side, where me and Zach are drunk and we're interviewing people as a side project from our other podcast, D20 Questions. And you can listen to Level Up stuff for League of Ultimate Questing and look at magic items, maps, character sheets, things like that. Totally worth it. And we love all the support. Helps us get new equipment and pay for our web hosting, things like that. And until next time, we wish you luck.